Welcome to the Getting Vulnerable podcast. Getting vulnerable saved my life, and I'm here to help you save yours. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Getting Vulnerable podcast. So nice to have you here. Now, I just wanted to say, if you've been a long-time listener or you're new to this podcast, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for having me in your ears. It truly means the world to me, and my hope is that I bring inspiration and motivation to do the deep work, to come out the other side of anxiety. And everything that I share is from my own lived experience. I battled it for over 20 years, and I'm 5 years out the other side, sharing my lessons, my learnings, inspiring you to do the same. And if you love this podcast, I would be so grateful if you could head over and give me a 5-star review. The more reviews, the more eyes, the more, you know, stars on this episode, on the episode, on the podcast, it helps me get out to the world. So I would love for you to just spend 2 minutes and do that for me. Share with me what you love. Tag me on socials, on your walk. It would just mean the world to me. So thank you. Today's episode, I wanted to talk about carving space for what truly matters to you. So this episode is for you if you have those thoughts circling in your mind of, I don't have time, you know, which I'm sure is everybody. Why do I feel so guilty for doing X, Y, and Z? Like when you do something for yourself, you know, you feel guilty about it. If you have those thoughts of, you know, why can't I just not worry about this silly thing? Thoughts of, when am I supposed to do that? Or why do I care about the small stuff so much? Why can't I just let this go? Why do I get so worked up about this? So if any of those thoughts go through your mind and you're nodding along and you're thinking, but Lou, I don't even know what truly matters to me. This is the episode for you. And that thought of, I don't even know what truly matters to me, that's the big banger question. You know, that's what we need to move us into action. Because, you know, when we think about what matters to me, why can't I do stuff for myself? Why do I feel guilty about doing stuff? You know, the deeper question here is, do you even know what truly matters to you? And this is where you need to dive. You know, because I've learned that, you know, we don't carve space for ourselves. We don't know what truly matters to ourselves because we constantly put ourselves last. We don't know where to start. We keep procrastinating because we're actually nervous and scared to find, like, what matters to me, you know, because we're so stuck in the churn of life, in comparing, in trying to be this somebody to fit into society. We're scared of finding out who we are and what matters. We're scared because it's like, well, what, you know, you get to that point, like, I don't know what matters. Oh, that's too hard. Put it in the too hard basket and continue on with fitting in with society. You know, we don't carve space for doing this because we feel guilty. We feel guilty about doing anything for ourselves because we put ourselves last. And it's easier if we just keep going, keep churning, and bury the deeper shit. You know, we continually use that excuse of, we don't have time. Yet, what consumes your life the most when you struggle with anxiety? Anxiety. Oh my gosh! You, when you can stop and ask yourself the question and get honest and uncomfortable in, you know, where am I spending my time? Do you know where you're spending your time? Like, do you really know? Or is it too scary? Because you know the truth of where you spend your time, but it's too hard. It's just like, but it's easier just to continue to say, I'm so busy, I don't have time. Yet, what's consuming our energy and our feelings of not feeling fulfilled, of not feeling content, of, you know, this is where you need to start. If you nodded along to that question of, you know, I don't know what matters to me, I don't know who I am, if that resonates with you, then the first step is being really bloody intentional about making this a priority, because you matter. You matter more than you think. And what stops us is self-doubt, is our lack of worthiness, is a lack of inner confidence to trust that we matter. If you think about everything that you do and how you contribute to your family, to your friends, to your work, to your life, everything, all the little tiny things that you think aren't important, they're so important. You matter. You are the top of the pyramid. You matter so much. And you need to be that first person. Because without you, there's going to be a whole lot of shit that isn't going to work. You know? And yet we continually put ourselves at the bottom. We continually, you know, we don't have time to put ourselves. We feel guilty. The guilt, like, just takes over. But think about if you spent time truly learning who you are, what you want out of life, what you want, you know, out of everything that you touch. Like, you know, we have one life. And you matter. You deserve to live a life that is filled with you doing things that matter to you. Because my promise to you is that what matters to you is going to matter to everyone that touches you, that is in contact with you, that comes into your life. So how do you start carving space for doing the things that truly matter to you? You first need to work out what matters. And step one is making a commitment to yourself to set aside time, the thing that you don't have, you know, that thing that you may spend like 3 hours scrolling on Instagram, comparing your life to other people's lives, feeling envious and jealous of what all the, you know, fun shit that's happening on Instagram or Facebook, or, you know, make a commitment to reduce that scrolling time, get off your phone, catch yourself, and make a commitment to set time, 10 minutes. The first step is commitment, catching yourself. And it's a hard habit to break. I'm not saying it's easy. But a small step forward, you will start seeing the benefits of you carving space to learn who you are and what matters to you. So many of my clients say, like, I don't even know who I am. I don't know what I like. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what value I add. I'm in the churn. I'm in the churn of ticking boxes, people pleasing, and fitting into society. Yet ask yourself, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about churning, ticking boxes, fitting in? Does it make you feel fulfilled? Does it make you be that best version of yourself as a partner, as a wife, as a husband, as a mum, as a dad, as a work colleague? How does it make you feel? You are in control of that. And so step one, catch yourself and make a commitment. Number two is start writing. Write a list in these little 10-minute blocks. Write a list of what you love. Like when you commit the time and you're in that moment, like, what do I love? Think about those moments that light you up. Think about those moments that you got that smile on your face. Little moments. They don't have to be big things. What lights you up? Is it having an uninterrupted shower? Is it being in the car listening to music? Is it having deep, vulnerable chats with your girlfriend, your boyfriend? Is it reading? Is it being creative? Like, there is stuff inside of you that lights you up, but you've got to carve space to make it a reality on paper. When it's out of your mind, when you're in the fog and you commit the time, it's incredible what comes up. In these 10 minutes, in this list, it doesn't have to be, just grab a piece of paper, grab a notepad and just do dot points. Put the date and just start writing. What do you dream of? Think about those moments when you feel jealous, when you feel envious, when you're comparing yourself. Change that, the way that you take that information. So when we struggle with anxiety, we have low inner confidence or no inner confidence, we doubt ourselves, we don't celebrate ourselves, we're just like in this absolute shit show inside our heads. And so those moments where you're scrolling on the gram, where you're out with a group of friends and someone's celebrating and they're really happy and you feel those feelings of envy or of jealousy or of, you know, you're like, oh gosh, like those moments where it really hits you, spin that around and ask yourself, you know, what have they got that is triggering my envy, jealousy, comparison? And if I had that, would I feel like they feel? Okay, so spin, when you catch yourself being envious, jealous, or comparing, look at what you're comparing or feeling jealous around. And then if that's something that you dream of, that you're like, oh, I want to feel that. If you see someone being confident and that's like, I really want that. Ask yourself, if that was me and I was being all confident about this situation, does that feel right? Because when you take time to learn who you are, you can be confident in how you are. And so sometimes we may wish to be confident, but what I try and bring everybody back to is your version of confidence and confident and being confident in certain situations is very different to little Sally's version. So it's about coming back to you and, you know, and digging deeper and stripping back. You know, I want to be confident in X. You know, what do you dream of? So this isn't just about a dream of a house by the beach or a car or, you know, think about the deeper stuff that will make you feel fulfilled. Is it, you know, deep connected conversations? Is it like, do you dream of being around people and having honest, vulnerable conversations? Do you dream of not giving a shit about what your house looks like? You, this is the stuff, this everyday stuff, little everyday stuff. this is what you need to start writing down so that you can start painting a picture of what you personally want and what matters to you. What do you desire? What do others have that really is just like, I really want to get there. I really want to feel that. The who, the what, the when, the why. Get to the detail. Get all the little things. And most importantly, capture the feelings. This is so important. How do you feel? And if you listened to the episode last week, I talk about this emotional fulfillment. Because you could have all the things on the outside but feel empty and lonely as anything on the inside. And that's because you're not feeling emotionally fulfilled, emotionally charged, emotionally content. Emotions are what run us as humans, yet there's not enough airtime on this. Yeah, and that comes from, you know, the generational pass downs, you know, that you know, because no one talked about feelings, no one talked about thoughts and emotions, and but yet this is what powers us as humans. If we can deeply understand our emotional needs in the certain chapters of our lives, hallelujah. So this second step, commit to 10 minutes a day, a week, whatever you can do to slowly get you into that rhythm. And in dot form, just start writing down shit. Like nothing fancy. And think about what makes you angry, what really just fires you up. Whether it's conversations, whether it's topics, you know, whether it's what people are doing. Now, those moments, those conversations, those topics, when you're angry or frustrated or you're just really just like, oh my gosh, on the other side of that anger, that frustration, is a passion of yours, something you're passionate about, something you will find that thing that truly matters to you. So it's all about this perspective in changing how we view our emotions and start truly learning from them. And you're the only one that can do that. And it's important that when we start doing this deep work, when we start learning about ourselves, that's the key in itself is it's you. No one knows you the best but you. Why don't we do this more? Because the guilt comes in, the shame of our past, the shame of things we did, things we said. Again, behind that shame, behind that guilt is passion. Is something that needs to be fulfilled in order for you to remove it from your lives, to reduce it from your lives. You know, there's no such thing as a negative and positive emotion. I really hate, like if you want to talk about anger, I get so frustrated around this kind of stigma that's attached to emotions, like anger, you know, anger's a bad emotion. It's not. And we're always going to feel angry at certain parts of our life and we need to hold space for that. But the part that's missing in the education system, in what the world's talking about, is learning about our own individual anger, and behind that's the gold. Behind that means it's a part of you. You're angry because you're passionate about something. You're angry because you care about something. You're angry because there's something that truly matters to you and is important to you. And you deserve to feel that and hold space for it. And so how do you carve space for what truly matters to you? You start learning and educating yourself on yourself. But the number one thing is you committing to carving space for this education, for this learning. And you know what's so powerful is that when you start doing this work on yourself, oh my gosh, it's like a ripple effect, because you gain this new level of compassion, empathy for other people and the emotions and feelings that they're going through, and you start relating to people in this new light. You don't see angry people as like psychos or whatever it is. You see a deeper layer under there. You start seeing people for their beliefs and their passions. And what happens is it's like this natural effect of you build confidence up in being able to talk and guide other people through their angry points. You can support people, support your kids, support your loved ones, your friends who are going through hard times. It's so incredible and powerful, and I just really invite you to start using these two steps, that's all, just two steps, 10 minutes. Daily, weekly, daily is great. And you don't have to have an expectation on what you write. Just even set yourself a timer. Start getting into the habit of doing it. You don't have to do anything with it at this stage. But by doing this exercise, it naturally changes your perspective on things, and it helps you have this new kind of curiosity about who you are and your life. And it's so beautiful and exciting, and just do it. Do it, guys. And as always, if you want additional support, grab one of my free chats. It's you and me on a Zoom call, having a chat, hashing out some stuff. What are you getting stuck on? If you're like, Lou, I tried it, but I just keep getting stuck. If that's you, then give me a buzz. I'll support you get through those blocks, because what happens is when you start something new, you think about how you've been your whole life up until this point, up until making that decision, I want to get to the bottom of my anxiety. I want to start living without this bastard controlling me. It's going to be hard to kind of break that. And that's why I always say starting with small steps and being consistent. But reach out to me so I can help you kind of crack open that first door. Thank you so much for being here. I've put all the details in the show notes. Jump on the wait list. I talk about it all the time. My Confidence to Be program, I run twice a year. We start in April. But reach out to me. If you want a free call, it's there. Big, big love.